I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM Week in Review for Sunday, January 19th, 2020. At number 10 on our list, the owner of a popular Council Bluffs discount store is going to be opening a new location in Audubon. That owner, Ryan Wager, going to be opening an It's $5 store that's expected to move into the vacated Shopko building sometime in early February. At number 9, a Bagley man claimed a $50,000 Powerball prize earlier this month with a ticket he purchased on his birthday. The drawing was Wednesday, January 8th, and 55-year-old Jeff Bauer purchased that ticket the day prior, that Tuesday, on his birthday. It was a very lucky birthday for Mr. Bauer. At number 8, a Lake City man who was arrested with over 30 grams of methamphetamine was sentenced last Monday in Carroll County District Court. 59-year-old James Roger Evans pled guilty to possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver. He reached a plea deal. A 10-year prison sentence was suspended, and he was placed on probation for 3 years. At number 7, Carroll County Treasurer Jean Seidel reveals her recommendation for her replacement. Seidel announced her resignation effective July 1st later this year. She stresses that she doesn't have any health issues and is recommending a longtime treasurer's office employee, Lisa Wagner, to be her replacement. At number 6, drivers and an infant passenger were uninjured in an accident near Breda on Monday morning. That near head-on collision left 18-year-old Harmony Helkin and 31-year-old Christina Werderhoff uninjured. There was quite a bit of damage done in that accident, but again, uninjured. Helkin was cited for operating a non-registered vehicle. At number 5, a 13-year-old has been arrested for the Carroll Middle School vandalism reported several weeks ago. The 13-year-old was taken into custody earlier this week and will be charged with felony criminal mischief. That case will go to the juvenile courts. And number 4, a Lake City woman was taken into custody Wednesday on an outstanding arrest warrant for drug charges, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, dextroamphetamine, which is often used for treatment of ADHD, as well as marijuana. Number 3, a Carroll man was arrested again for sexual abuse charges. The suspect was already charged with 4 counts of third-degree sexual abuse and was taken into custody on Wednesday for another count of third-degree sexual abuse, as well as lascivious acts with a child. And number 2, a Breda woman was killed in a Shelby County single-vehicle accident on Thursday morning. A 32-year-old Amber Savago was killed after she crashed into a bridge near Dunlap. And then our top story from the past week, it's the follow-up to a story with the 3 Lake City children who were airlifted for treatment of injuries in a fire earlier this month. The Holst girls, 2 of the 3 have been released from the hospital. One more is in stable but critical condition. And a fundraising account has been set up for the family at Iowa Savings Bank. It's Holst Family Fire Account. You can drop those off at any Iowa Savings Bank location or online. You can find the link to the donation page with that story on our website. And that's your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.